So our next speaker is Lee Tarpley from Texas AgriLife.
Well, today I'm going to be talking about the use of a gibberellic acid treatment applied to the rice main crop during grain filling as a way to improve rice return crop stand and yield. The co-authors and I are located in Beaumont, which is east of Houston over near Louisiana. And you'll see that it's in the southerly part of the U.S. Mid-South rice growing region. Because of this extended growing season, we have the opportunity to have a second crop along the Gulf Coast, in which we harvest the main crop, and the second crop's regrowth, or from the main crop stubble, that is a return crop. Now, there are two sort of groups of return tillers, if you will. There are those that develop from upper nodes of the mother plant. These tend to develop very quickly and only have small panicles and so low yield potential. So the ones we're interested in now are those ones that develop from basal nodes of the plant. They're more vegetative, take longer to develop, but have higher yield potential. And we're working with the producers to come in with low cutting heights of the main crop to develop a system to work almost exclusively with these return tillers growing from basal nodes. So the rice producers joke that they like to cut the tips off the return tillers when harvesting the main crop. So what they're really saying there is that they like that large overlap between the main crop and the return crop. We want the return crop growing before we ever harvest that main crop. But in order to do that, if you think about it, these things are new branches developing down in the shade of the canopy, and there's going to be a complex of environmental and physiological mechanisms potentially inhibiting their development. And so it makes some sense to come in with plant growth regulators, that is, hormonal kinds of compounds to attempt to counter some of these inhibitions. Okay, so from previous research, we know we can use gibberellic acid to increase return crop yield. The rice return crop yield increases commonly. Rice return crop yield increases commonly occur in response to a gibberellic acid treatment of about 10 grams active ingredient per hectare. This can be applied to the main crop, about soft dough, and it's a fairly low cost in which the chemical is only $5 or $10 per hectare. So, some evidence this works. The return yield was increased in 14 of 17 studies conducted in a range of both inbred and hybrid cultivars at two locations in Texas. The overall average increase from the 17 studies was about 260 kilograms per hectare, resulting in a gross profit of about $80 per hectare. However, some of the early maturing hybrids, seem to be very responsive with average yield increases of about 700 kilograms per hectare. And this can result in a gross profit of a couple hundred dollars per hectare. So how's the gibberellic acid doing this? It seems to be acting by increasing the early vigor of the return tillers. For example, it increased the lengths of return tillers measured before harvest in the main crop. Looking at several different nodal positions, again, a couple weeks before harvest, the GA gibberellic acid significantly increased the yield of these tillers developing from different nodes and at several different node positions. In addition, the gibberellic acid also increased the number of return tillers with panicles when measured at 1 month after main crop harvest. So we are achieving some increased earliness of the return crop. So I talked about some of the yield increases we could see, but in reality, they're not high enough for the producers to really justify doing a special flyover of the chemical for just this purpose. So we turned around and started to look for potential tank mixes with chemicals that are already being commonly applied during that same developmental period. In particular, we evaluated tank mixes of gibberellic acid and stink bug insecticides that are commonly applied during main crop grain filling. The tank mixing, of course, saves in application costs. And to date, the insecticides that we've tested appear to be compatible with the gibberellic acid, suggesting they can be used as a tank mix. So using XL723, which is an early maturing hybrid, tank mixes of the gibberellic acid with several of these insecticides, methylparathion, karate Z, or Tenchu, showed an average of about 900 kilogram per hectare increase in return yield in this particular study, indicating that the insecticides are not hurting gibberellic acid efficacy. In addition, it appears that the gibberellic acid did not affect efficacy of the insecticide. So that's true for karate or Mustang Max or repeated studies, and probably true for Tenchu, but we don't have enough data yet. Okay, so like all of the plant growth regulators, gibberellic acid's not a miracle drug, and there are some caveats to its use in this particular application. The gibberellic acid application slightly delays main crop development, thus influencing harvest planning and by the producers. There's no negative effect from later gibberellic acid applications, even up to main crop harvest, but the benefit gained from enhancing that early growth of the return tillers would often be diminished. Gibberellic acid applied during active stem elongation can enhance stem elongation, thus increasing plant height and the potential for lodging. So early applications of the gibberellic acid to tall cultivars should be avoided. Work by Richard Dunan, who's now retired from Louisiana State, showed that application during peak flowering can sometimes decrease main crop yield. So the gibberellic acid should be applied after peak flowering. In the past, the return crop was grown without much management. The farmers would just take what they could get from it. Now that we're transitioning to a more highly managed system for the return, we're finding out there are a lot of diseases there and things that we hadn't really had controls for in the past. And the gibberellic acid treatment likelihood of benefit decreases when there is disease or nutritional stress in the return crop. So in summary, a gibberellic acid treatment of 10 grams active ingredient per hectare can be applied to the rice main crop at soft dough to increase attuned crop yield. And this has been demonstrated in both replicated small plot and large field trials. Starting last year, Valent Company overtook the management of several large field trials, about 16 hectares and producers' fields. And we saw yield increases in two of the three trials. And when the yield is increased, it was in that 500, 600 kilogram per hectare range. The gibberellic acid increases early return tiller vigor. Early maturing hybrids appear to be especially responsive. The gibberellic acid can be tank mixed with stink bug insecticides that are often applied at the same stage, making this a very economical treatment. The gibberellic acid treatment appears to be fairly risk-free. We're encouraging the farmers, if they're going to put in the stink bug insecticide, go ahead and throw this in the tank mix, that it's very little cost, very little risk, but fairly good potential for yield increase. The gibberellic acid treatment has the potential to increase producer profits. With that, thank you.